This is Outdoor Issues with Neil Roberts and North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist Greg Gullickson.
Camping is popular for many, and one of the busiest weeks to do so is upon us. Memorial Day weekend, Greg, marks the kickoff to summer activities for a lot of us.
A lot of people are familiar with wildlife management areas, and they mainly get a lot of use in the fall for hunting activities, but they are public land, and they are open to a lot of different activities. I mentioned hunting. They're also open to fishing. They're open to trapping. Just make sure and check the current rules and regulations out there. Now, when it comes to camping on these 200-plus wildlife management areas, there are some rules and regulations. Camping for longer than 10 days on any WMA is prohibited. Trailers, campers, motorhomes, or tents may not be left on any wildlife management area unless used for daily lodging. So make sure and read through all the rules and regulations. There's a lot of different things going on when it comes to our wildlife management areas.
Good stuff, Greg. And hey, more on the holiday weekend and preview of summer when we come back.
Memorial Day in Minot means one thing. Hot Tots Home Opener Baseball. May 25th at 6:35 p.m. Celebrate summer the right way with the Minot Hot Tots. Party patio tickets are the only seats still available. And for just $30, you'll score all-you-can-eat ballpark food and a free exclusive opening day t-shirt while supplies last. Just use promo code T-shirt at checkout. But don't wait. Once the party patio fills up, that's it. May 25th, 6:35 p.m. Corbett Field. The Minot Hot Tots Home Opener. Get your tickets now before they're gone.
Belcourt, start your engines. The first ever monster truck mayhem hits Skydancer Casino and Resort Friday and Saturday, June 12th and 13th. You don't want to miss Friday evening, Saturday matinee, and the pit party before. See some of the biggest, baddest monster trucks on the planet. Get your tickets at the gate. Monster Truck Mayhem at Skydancer Casino and Resort, June 12th and 13th. The ground is already shaking.
Talking camping today on Outdoor Issues. And Greg, you touched on the state wildlife areas being popular before the break. Give us a status report.
Yeah, they are a popular area for camping, and specifically the ones that I'm familiar with are around Lake Audubon, Lake Sakakawea, the upper stretches of the Missouri River up by Williston. But a lot of great opportunities out there to camp and enjoy your wildlife management areas. Just make sure and read through all those rules and regulations. And one of the big ones when you're camping is mowing. Mowing vegetation for campsites is prohibited on wildlife management areas. So make sure to read through those rules and regulations if you want to utilize the wildlife management areas for camping.
All right, good stuff as always, Greg, and that will bring this report to a close. If you miss one, check us on the website, outdoorissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Outdoor Issues, brought to you in part by Minot Hot Tots Baseball, opening series May 25th and 26th, by Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky's the limit, and by Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen in South Minot.